Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Halliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome back to another episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. I'm your host, Black Trey, a.k.a. Trayvon, a.k.a. Big Cap, a.k.a. Joined always by Jason Madison, Big Jerv, no Juju today. Today we talk about Cheesecake Factory. Will I take somebody to Cheesecake Factory? Jason does not think I would. Jason and Jerv get into a heated dispute over fantasy sports, but then also Jerv pours his heart out about the Philadelphia 76ers. They are not relevant, but he believes they are, and more to come on this show. Subscribe to Patreon, www.patreon.com/countthedings. Tell a friend to tell a friend to subscribe. Support your favorite podcasters. Let's start the show. Speaking of bad weekend, man, tell us about how you feel about Jim Harden, man. What's up, bro? Where's your thoughts right now?
Oh, you just, okay, I see what you're trying to do, player. You're trying to make me have, you're trying to take me off my high of a weekend. Okay. I mean, I just find it at this point in time where everything this fucking franchise has put me through, bro, over the last 7-8 years, and I was riding, dog. Like, I still believe free Sam Hinkie. Like, you know what I mean? My nigga friend, it's my guy, yo. I ain't got no problem with Sam, yo. But I feel like I'm just numb. Like, it's whatever. Like, I know how these things play out. Like, he's going to get traded at some point in time. We're going to get bullshit back. We'll get draft picks, but it'll be first round draft picks from a good team this year. Like, so, like, you know, and I don't trust my organization to pick a stud at, you know, 28-25, you know what I mean? Like, I don't trust them. But I mean, I just think it's hilarious, you know what I mean? I me personally, what's next? What's gonna happen next, right? You know what I mean? Like, what happens when they come back? And, you know, he pulled up to the plane, they said, so is he gonna pull up to the stadium? Like, I'm actually excited. I want to know what's gonna happen, because I know my team's not gonna be good this year. Like, there's no way all this shit can happen.
I disagree, you know what I mean? Though, man. If Aaron's
good as far as a title contender, excuse me.
Yeah, I ain't never been it. Stop saying that.
Don't do that.
Jerv.
When you got the MVP, when you got the MVP on your team, you have a chance.
Have y'all been to the Eastern Conference Finals?
All right, no, I understand. I meant from the start of the season being one of the teams that has that they're telling me has a chance. I mean, y'all
asked who was they? Who was they?
I'm just bro. Saying, bro.
This nigga right here. Like, I don't know what it is with sports, but I don't know, Trey, if you handpicked this little shit purposely because you knew that me and this nigga can't. Like, yo, dog. No, like, yo, I want to know about high school. Like, I feel like if I mention my high school football team, I'm going to be like, oh, man, fuck them niggas, dog. Like, you know what I'm saying? But listen, Vegas picks us had us as a top three or four on the money. I saw experts pick us, you know what I mean? Like dudes that people say know basketball or whatever the case may be.
I've never trusted y'all.
Oh, that's fair.
No.
We need a mean to weigh in on this.
Here's the thing. Y'all haven't been there. So mm-hmm. I think it's not, y'all have no foot in the ground. The Atlanta Hawks have been further than y'all.
Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass-on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodle's just like,
yeah, whatever. Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep. Free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
There's a lot of teams that have made it to the finals that touched the ground.
So it's like... Decade. Y'all acting like the motherfucking 2000.
It's really not been a lot of teams.
Celtics, man, tripping off that one ring.
The Eastern Conference Finals have been. Hold on,
well, it's
bro.
Five at least.
So, Jerb, the last time y'all been
the Heat, the Bucks,
to the
Hawks,
NBA Finals
the Celtics?
Was what, 2001?
Yeah.
That's a long drought, bro. To be honest, like
I mean, yeah. when the Knicks talk and do all that shit, right? Niggas be like, oh, New York this and da da da. Like, we've won more recent. We've been relevant more recent.
General public, do not let that New York shit fly.
Okay.
New Yorkers, of course. But that's what I'm saying. Do you see what company you're part of right now when you sound delusional?
I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying, like, we're not. I never make it seem like we're on the pages of a Boston or LA or no shit like that, because I understand, like, even just from like a historical standpoint, like I totally understand that shit, but like
I don't think you do.
No, I do, dog. But I do. But at the same time, if a team has an MVP caliber guy on the squad, no matter what city that team is for, if they have an MVP caliber guy on the squad and they have talent around him, that team generally has a chance to at least get to the party. I'm not saying they could win or whatever. I'm saying they're a team.
A lot of people saying that about the Clippers, brother. That's all I'm going to tell you. Niggas have picked the Lakers over the top three before them. I'm just being honest.
If niggas played 82 games over there, then yeah, cats would talk about the Clippers.
But that's the thing. You talking about hypotheticals and what's actually happening. Ain't nobody making no excuses about the – that's not our fault if the Clippers can't stay healthy. That's not our fault if the Sixers can't touch the conference finals. So I'm saying – let's bring down hear me out. Let's bring back down the delusion. Treat you guys self like a tier two team, like you are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
just rightfully so. Rightfully so. Because at the end of the day, that
so what's a tier two team besides us then? Give me a compare.
The Clippers is a good
team. Clippers is a tier two team. Dallas is a tier two team.
Yeah.
And what's tier one?
Tier ones are like the Miami Heat.
Because what's Phoenix?
You know what I'm saying?
Real contenders.
Phoenix has been to the finals before.
People who won titles and been to the finals
in the past 5 years.
Right.
So they would be a tier one team. I don't even think the Lakers could. Well, the Lakers won.
I mean, the Lakers.
So they are tier one. Yes. They won it.
The Lakers by default are just tier one. If they got any type of talent, they're always a tier one team.
No. But you don't get a
default. No, I don't mean that as a slight. Like
no. But hear me out. You don't get shit if you ain't won shit in 10 years. They won in 2020, so they're tier one.
Right.
All right. So what the fuck? So what is Boston in? They ain't won shit.
They're tier one because they went to the finals, brother. They've been there. They've tasted the champagne of the Eastern Conference Finals to get to where they needed to go. You guys have not been there in almost 22 years. So at the end of the day, you can't say you sitting at this you're with the Bulls damn near. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's nasty.
Not that's low. But what y'all got to second round, right, Jerv?
You know.
Oh, y'all sitting at listen, dog. Y'all sitting on the couch with the Knicks right now, brother. Y'all are sitting on the couch with the Knicks because the Knicks have been out of the first round. Y'all ain't did shit. Okay. It making more sense to me, bro.
What do y'all feel about your boy Ben Simmons?
I'm not mad at him. Welcome back, Ben Simmons. I'm glad that you're healthy. I don't think you're going to be playing back to whatever elite level that you're playing, but I do think he's not the best player on Brooklyn. I found out Cam Thomas is. So
why they didn't play Cam Thomas in the playoffs?
Because Jock Vaughn is a dickhead.
Like, that was crazy.
That's it.
Like, they did not play that nigga 10 minutes in the playoffs last year.
So, listeners, please tune in. Turn your volume up. I'm going to explain this for you. No matter how good the player is, if you are not making top dollar, you're not starting. We going to start the nigga that's making the bread. And Jock Vaughn actually started Cam Thomas last game. Surprisingly, I don't know who probably went downstairs from their front office and twisted his arm like, we want Cam, because that nigga can score with his eyes closed. At any point, there's no play. Spencer Dinwiddie not scoring like him. Ben Simmons not scoring like him. I know the world wanted to suck off fucking Mikal Bridges. He not scoring like him. Pass the fucking keys to that country boy. That nigga 21 years old, country as hell. He think he Kobe. He don't pass the ball, but he gonna have 40 points and no assists.
Hey, speaking of he think he Kobe, I mean, also shout out Zach LaVine. But what about Jordan
51
Poole?
With an L.
Chicago. No assists.
Bro, that nigga played goal. That's why they lost. That nigga had 51. We lost by 16. Yeah, I'm a fan this year, so I can say we because I'm backing the Bulls. And they fucking weak. They fucking weak. They fucking sorry.
Hold on. So, how do you just get to like be like, yeah, I'm back with the team now? So
I ain't fucking covering sports right now, Jerv. I'm a fan.
Oh, all right. No, that's what you mean by I'm back with the team. I got you.
I'm paying for Bulls games, nigga. I'm at the game, nigga, with my wine glass, nigga. Mad.
Did y'all see that Jordan Poole turn around?
Listen, that's another thing. Them niggas playing glorified pickup basketball over there.
I'm loving it.
I'm going to watch it. They're going to be a must-see league pass team because they're going to be doing bullshit.
All the time.
But I'm with it because them niggas playing for Chocolate City hoes. I'm with it.
I'm mad that Kelly Oubre is not over there anymore because he would fit perfect with them niggas.
Nah, he married. Cool. He off the scene.
He cool right where he at, fam.
So you like having Kelly Oubre?
I was telling niggas about Kelly Oubre. What not, Jerv?
No, you did. I mean, I
remember me. Like this. I mean, was shitting on Kelly Oubre. I told niggas he was.
But it's still early. It's game three. Come on.
I can see him frustrating the fuck out of me all season though, being like super frustrated with ball.
Yeah, that's why I'm
like super frustrated.
Jason,
he's not no disrespect. He's not good enough for me to be like, oh, when he like for all the extra shit he does, like it's all that shit's fly when you fucking. When you hooping, but like when it's drawn, and like this ain't really the time.
What are you really asking from him at that in that space?
See, that's the thing though. What he technically is going to bring on the court?
Kind of like fourth or fifth option, to be honest.
To keep it a beam, when he brings on the court, just talking about his game, I think he's fine, right?
That nigga still for that bridge. I got him.
Listen, he'll be fine. I'm saying the extra shit, you know what I mean? Like, all like the, like, you gotta, like, in order to do that in this town, like, you can't really, you gotta be nice to do that in this town. Like,
but asking a nigga to be nice in fifth option, nigga, what is that? Like, if a nigga give you 10 points as a fourth option, nigga, that's gold.
Is he the fifth option on that team?
Basically, nigga, it goes.
No, he's trying. Jay's trying. He's trying to talk some shit. Go ahead, bro.
No, I'm not. I promise you, I'm not.
It goes Joel, right? It goes Tyrese, because Tyrese is bumping right now. They don't need James All-Star. Back. You know what I'm saying? They don't need James back.
Okay, so then who?
Right? Then you got Toby.
No.
No what?
It's no way that I won't say it's no way, but I saw a stat, and I don't know how true this is, but it said that that nigga hasn't had a 25-point game since, like, 2019 or some shit.
I mean, he's been the third and fourth option on the squad.
I didn't say he was number two.
But then Kelly Oubre already did that in his first game.
But he's a scorer.
But he's coming in the offense where the offense is like there's set all the other guys is set up for him.
Okay,
Tobias has a very specific role. Like I'm a Tobias fan, right? Like I don't really have a problem with his bread. You know what I mean? I would like for him to bring more to the team and do more. Like I 100% would, but I can't agree with you on the Kelly Oubre getting buckets off the bench compared to his, because Tobias is also being asked to like guard motherfuckers.
Right. Which that's what I'm saying.
Not just anybody. He's being asked to guard
their best player.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I get that. I mean, if it's not the center, obviously, but like,
right.
I'm just saying as a scoring option, even though I'm not a fan of Kelly Oubre, I think he would go over Tobias, but okay, let's keep going. Who's after him? That's again before Kelly Oubre.
He's probably the fourth option. Hear me out.
Joel, Tyrese, Tobias, and then you got Kelly,
right?
And maybe Melton. Melton would be fifth, if anything, because Melton is defense. He there for defense.
Yeah. I would put Kelly Oubre over Tobias Harris as a scoring option. Personally, I just think he's
gonna. We all get fucking fired, fucking around with Jason.
And I'm just Yeah. But again,
Charlotte can fly in Charlotte, but not when it's here. You go, not when you're a tier two team that is trying to make it to the third round of the playoffs or whatever the terminology I can say to make it okay for me to say whatever the fuck I'm trying to say, right? Yeah. Like, not here, bro. It's you can't do that. You not when the games are sold out and it's national TV games and all that type shit.
Look, I hear it all. All I'm saying is, Jerv, I'm not trying to be the bearer of bad news, but y'all gotta actually do something to actually say. All right, man, that does it for the show. For Big Jerv, for Jason Madison, for Juju recording the show somewhere, and Amin, we don't know where the fuck he at. He found some self-driving car in the middle of the street somewhere on Instagram. Y'all tell him come back to the show. And that's it. Black Trey signing out. Bomb. Black opinions matter, motherfucker. Talk soon.